You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. During one of temptations that Jesus faces in the desert, he quotes a passage from the book of Deuteronomy. "One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." It seems, brothers and sisters, that all of us cannot live without something. Imagine your day without something that you really enjoy, something that you really like. Maybe it's coffee or your phone, using social media, or wine or beer, favorite candy, your habits, watching a movie or shows. Can you name at least one thing that you cannot live without in your life? If you're not sure, it's easy to check. Do you have freedom in using this thing? Try for a couple of days fasting from it, and you will know if you have freedom. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert for 40 days to be tempted. The Holy Spirit leads us into the season of Lent to also be tempted and tested. The number 40 is a very symbolical number in the Bible. It symbolizes 40 days of Jesus in the desert, but also 40 years of Israelites in the desert, when God led them from Egypt, from slavery, to the Promised Land for 40 years through the desert. But it was a process of becoming free. Israelites left Egypt. They left physical slavery, but not mentally. It took them 40 years to really bring freedom to themselves. They failed God so many times at the desert. They even wanted to return to Egypt. They sinned so many times. They were not free until God led them for all these years. Jesus Christ, in today's Gospel, fulfills all those things that the Israelites failed at. Jesus wins all these temptations that the Israelites had failed at. Brothers and sisters, Lent is about becoming free. 40 days of Lent. Maybe it's a time when God wants to free you from your slavery. Slavery of sin, of addiction, or your habits. Something that takes away your freedom. All of us, we have free will. But Christian liberty is not a freedom to sin, but freedom from sin. As the letter to the Galatians says, "For you, brothers, were called to freedom, but do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another in love." It seems like in our world, in our society, everyone is free. We are all free. But in fact, we become enslaved so easily by everything. We're more enslaved. It's a paradox. This Lent is a time of going out from Egypt, from slavery. It is a journey toward real freedom. So ask the Lord to help you to really free yourself from all that addicts you, all that enslaves you, especially from sin. Lent is a time when Christ can really set us free. During the Lenten season, we'll celebrate Stations of the Cross on Fridays at 6 p.m. in Polish and at 7 p.m. in English. During this Lenten season, there will be an opportunity to attend a Lenten retreat, which will take place at our Shrine Retreat House on March 29 to March 31st. The retreat master will be Father Paweł Bielecki, missionary and physician from Beirut, Lebanon. He will be here to lead us in the examination of our priorities of our daily lives and to make consecrate and practical resolution for improvement of our lives. To register, please contact the retreat house or our shrine office. On Saturday, March 23rd, Our Lady of Częstochowa Youth Group is hosting a designer bag bingo at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. All proceeds benefits the youth group pilgrimage to Poland. Doors open at 6 p.m. with bingo starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. You can also bring your own drinks and snacks and have a great time. Contact Katie Feder at 267-221-4090 for tickets or go to oloc-bag-bingo.eventbrite.com for more information and to purchase tickets and to register. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th. Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.